Do you at times feel a sense of heat wave come over you, and no matter what you can do, you can't shake that feeling? Heat intolerance is something that many people struggle with, but yet many can't figure out what to do. This is the Dr. Lam Show, and we're here to talk about integrative medicine and empower you to take control of your health. If you've enjoyed this show and find it useful, please hit the like button and subscribe to the Dr. Lam Show podcast and YouTube channel as well. This is the best way to make our show more visible so that other people who need this information can find it. I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam, a board-certified internal medicine physician, as well as board-certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine as well. And I've spent my medical career working on chronic disease treatment and prevention, and I believe firmly in the power of integrative medicine.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Lam, a family med physician who have completed fellowships in functional and metabolic medicine, and I'm passionate about nutrition and lifestyle medicine. Today, we're going to talk about heat intolerance and how you can help it. So to start, let's talk about what heat intolerance actually is. So what is heat intolerance? Our body has an automatic built-in mechanism where it regulates internal cold temperature or hot temperature, but our body temperature is usually around 98.6 degrees, right? So if we are in an outdoor environment where it's hot, the sweat glands expand. And when we sweat to reduce our body temperature, it's to cool us down. Similarly, the opposite occurs when you're in cold temperatures. Your body will regulate itself in order to get used to the cold temperature in order to heat your body up. So what happens when you have intolerance is people in adrenal fatigue have this bioenergetic circuit dysfunction, which is one of the six circuits that regulates your body's stress response. Dr. Jeremy, tell us about the bioenergetic circuit.
Well, when you have bioenergetic circuit dysfunction or dysregulation, then the body doesn't tend to do well in hot temperature. And in hot temperature, we mean that, you know, if you go outside in direct sunlight for a few minutes, or it could be going into a sauna or steam room that is hot. And the consequence is that the body just feels drained and it doesn't know how to deal with the temperature dysregulation inside. Therefore, the body puts out more cortisol and helps to drain adrenals in order to reduce the inflammation, as well as the physiologic construct that goes along with it. Typically, a person would then just say, oh, I'm just so fatigued, I'm so tired, I'm feeling dizzy, I'm feeling nervous, or get heart palpitations when I take a hot shower. Even a hot bath can be problematic. These people usually tend to do better in temperatures around 68 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And so the body tends to also be better in a colder environment versus a hotter environment because the thermoregulation is off.
Yes, so the thermoregulation has to do with many factors. It can be barrier receptors. It can be basal motor receptors. We're not quite exactly sure what it is, but there's some imbalance, and we definitely see this quite often. But the good news is that this symptom can be reversed. Oftentimes, if your body reestablishes itself, because it's really just a symptom, it's not a disease. It's not that you have a sympathetic problem, which can happen in some people that have sympathetic nervous system that leads them to sweat profusely or have these flushes as a form of dysautonomia. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is not feeling well when you're taking a hot bath, cannot tolerate going out into the sun for 10, 15 minutes in the direct sunlight, feeling better when you're in the shade, feeling discomfort when you just are in a hotter temperature than normal. So if you've gone through this, you understand what it is. And believe me, it's not something you think about until you actually experience it yourself. And you're like, why am I so intolerant to this heat? Because everyone else seems like they have no problems. And so we understand what this whole temperature regulation is, a very important part of the bioenergetics circuit. And that most people, if they just keep going on, they could keep crashing themselves and not even know why. So what What organ is very important in the bioenergetic circuit?
The basal body's temperature is regulated by the thyroid. Now, you can have a perfect thyroid, and yet you can still be having some unpleasant symptoms if your adrenals are not working as well. So as you can tell, heat intolerance isn't as simple as keeping cool and going on with your life. There are certain circuits and organs that our body is connected to and can contribute to heat intolerance. And so a major change in any of these systems or organs can have numerous and unexpected effects. So if you're struggling with these kind of changes, then contact our team for a free initial phone call at 714-709-8000. They can give you specialized information and help with the changes that can occur with heat intolerance. Now let's take a deep dive into some of these other solutions for the heat intolerance that you're feeling.
It's very important to remember that when you have adrenal weakness, the body's temperature adaptability is compromised. So don't fight the body. Avoid things that can trigger the draining of your system, because once you get into a draining system that cascades and gets set off, you might end up in a crash. So practical things that we can recommend is, number one, try to stay indoors. Keep your thermometer around 67, 68, 69 degrees Fahrenheit on the cooler side. Never try to go up above 76 degrees, and make sure you keep your air circulation flowing well. If you have a fan, use a fan to blow. Don't try to drink cold water with ice to cool yourself down, because this is a common mistake. You're thinking, hey, I want to cool my body temperature down at the core, which makes sense if you put ice, but in a situation with adrenal fatigue, you have basal motor instability that you may be experiencing. So if you just change the temperature too fast from being too hot to too cold, you could actually cause more of a drain on the body, and the body perceives it as a stressful situation. So more of a lukewarm water is good. Keeping hydrated is even better. Tap water is good if it's filtered, and avoid hot showers. So warm showers, a few minutes is all you need. And no hot baths, and no saunas, no hot steam baths. Avoid hot yoga, and try to avoid the sunshine, the direct sunshine that heats your body up. What else can someone do, Dr. Jeremy?
If you find yourself going outside, always keep yourself in the shade. Wear a hat with a wide brim. If you do need to go outside, sunshine around 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. is optimal. Also, go outside, and if you're unable to avoid the sun when you're going outside, then bring an umbrella. Don't think that it's funny or it's overdramatic to kind of do these things, because when you are crashing, it's no fun. And of course, keep yourself really hydrated.
Now remember that temperature regulation is automatic, and you have to maintain this mechanism. Don't upset it. You want to make sure that the body has this mechanism being intact, and to avoid from crashing and triggering the bioenergetic circuit dysregulation. At the same time, don't force your body. As your body will improve, the heat intolerance will also improve steadily, and these symptoms will resolve by themselves over time. Just know that the heat intolerance is just one symptom and one whisper of your body. It's really trying to tell you that there's something else going on underneath, and there could be very many different types of reasons that can cause it, whether it's electrolytes or issues or a neurotransmitter issue or a gut problem, because your gut makes a lot of neurotransmitters. You have to understand that all six circuits that regulate the neuroendometabolic stress response tie in and could exacerbate temperature dysregulation, or even hormones, right? Dr. Jeremy, how does the hormones have a play with temperature dysregulation?
Well, oftentimes, you know, some people, when they have hormonal issues, it could be related to their menses. It could be also related to estrogen dominance or progesterone deficiency. And so, especially if you're in the perimenopause and menopausal range, your hormones dysregulation and imbalance can also lead to a lot of temperature dysregulation. So when we talk about the cause of temperature intolerance, it can be from a variety of reasons. And so it's important to get to the root cause and try to fix that. But in the meantime, we've given you some practical tips on how to deal with heat intolerance. We hope this helps you understand what may be going on in your body. Heat intolerance can be from many different imbalances and can often be ignored by conventional medicine, leading to long-term debilitation and poor health. Just remember that it's your body and you're the judge of whether it's healthy or not. Thanks for being here with us on the Dr. Lam Show. We hope you found this information helpful. If you did, please subscribe to this channel and click the like button as well. And if you know anyone else who might be interested in this information, please share it with them. Remember that we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.